Mother, the servant here has not been feeling as strong as he should be. In fact, they haven't even healed from their last visit with my sisters yet. I think the experiment is failing. I've grown rather fond of him, and would rather not lose my husband just yet.
I had a feeling this would happen eventually. Especially after all that's happened. Without semi-regular infusions from the special wines, we'll have to figure out something else to keep their strength up. There are a few options I can think of, but none of them are particularly efficient.
Oh, please, Mother, I normally wouldn't beg like this, but with how little the other servants can take, he's the only one that can handle the play that my sisters and I do love entertaining ourselves with.
Oh, my dear daughter, you know I would do anything for you. And you, servant. You have done so much for the family as it is. I admit that I am loath to see you damaged or weakened like this as well. The new furniture is comfortable, but nowhere near so as you are. There is a theory that I have been working on.
Oh, please, Mother, if there's anything you can do.
Yes, Daniela, dear. Servant, come here and sit on my lap, and I will do what I can to share a small portion of my own strength. Daniela, dear, you will speak of this to no one. Now, leave us so we may have some privacy. And lock the door behind you so we're not disturbed.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I'll make sure that you're not disturbed. Please behave yourself, and good luck, servant. I look forward to seeing you after.
Now that we have some privacy, as I said, I and my family do owe you a great debt for saving us, and I may feel a bit thankful for this. I admit that I feel uncomfortable with you in my lap like this, instead of sitting on you. However, I would be remiss if you were to perish on us. What I'm trying to say is that I still owe you a debt of gratitude, and I intend to repay it as best as I am able, especially as you are now one of us. Yes, you are indeed a part of the family now, and a part of the mold that makes us special. Perhaps a lesser part, which explains why you've started losing strength. Though this means you are irrevocably a member of the family. Of course, I expect you to take full responsibility and take good care of my daughters. But for now, I suppose we need to worry more about your continued existence and make sure you're able to maintain your form and your strength. That being said, there's only one way that I know of to infuse you with power without the sanguis virginis. That method is to supple upon my own teat or drink my blood with your own fangs. And since you don't have the fangs for the latter, we are unfortunately limited to the former. Gods, I can't even believe I'm considering it myself. No one but my daughters have had the privilege of doing this before. Needless to say, it's an intimate experience for both parties. Yes, it is one of the ways that they got their powers. Of course, they don't exactly need to do it now. But I do miss it. That does not matter right now, though. What matters is getting your strength back. All right or not, My bosom has been growing heavy as of late, and without my daughters to feed on me, I've been needing to empty them anyway, and this kills two birds with one stone now, doesn't it? Now, feast your eyes upon my mighty milkies. Is that how they put it these days? Oh, yes, thank you. They are quite monstrous. Oh, but do please be careful. My nipples can be quite sensitive. Whenever you'd like to start. Yes, right there. Thank you. That's... I forgot just how sensitive they were. Oh, here, let me hold my breast up for you so that it reaches your mouth just right. Does my milk taste good? Is it flowing good? You know, when I started doing this for my daughters, it didn't feel quite as nice, but now, oh, the release. Oh, there's something about it that just, it feels so good. My milk flowing out of me into your mouth. Oh, it's just, it's like a pressure that's been building for so long, just finally being released, and it's just so, it's almost orgasmic, each suck you do. Oh, keep going, please. Servant. Oh, let me press you deeper into my mighty breast. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Yes. Oh, suck my milk out of me. Oh, milk me. Oh, yes. Oh, drain me of the milk that I've had contained in me for so long. Oh, this is the milk that you resurrected me for. Oh, God, yes. Oh, Mother Miranda would never have known, and she never will. Oh, drink your fill, servant. Drink it all. God, yes. Oh, drink it. Yes, drink it all. Oh, servant, it looks like you have some pressure building as well. Oh, should I undo your pants and relieve that for you? Oh, as you drain me. Oh, servant. I never thought that I could feel this way about you, but how about I do my best, servant? Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, servant. Oh, I'll just reach down here and rub your hard, throbbing cock as you drain my huge tits. Oh, yes. How does that feel, servant? Oh, just... Oh, yes, you're already hard. Oh, just stroke it. Oh, there. Oh, oh. Oh, you already gave me one nipplegasm. And you're getting even harder. Oh, goodness. Oh, servant. Oh. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. I don't know if this new chair is going to be able to take it. But we'll have to try. Here. You switch to my other. Oh, breast. Suckle on it, and I'll... Oh, you're starting to spasm already. Ooh, it's been a long time, hasn't it, servant? I wouldn't normally do this with man flesh, but since you're family, now that you've married one of my daughters, I suppose I need to make an exception. Right there. Goodness, servant. Well, you haven't drained me too much, but it seems you've regained quite a bit of your strength. If your loins are anything to go by. You've got a full belly and a full lap of jizz. Oh, so precious. How about we enjoy ourselves by the fire for a little bit longer? Yes, you'll have to clean up and I'll have to compose myself. It's not often that I did this before, and it will be obvious to my daughters. But I'll make up an excuse. Don't worry. For now, let's just enjoy the ambiance.